Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Time flies, man. When you're having fun, it just gets away from me here. I'm having so much fun doing this show, talking to you, bringing you our great Brain Trust members like our good friend Ivan Meisner, 13, almost 14-year member of our Brain Trust, the founder of Business Network International, BNI. Go to BNI.com, folks, and click on that website and find a local BNI chapter. And there's one near you, I promise you. And if for some strange reason there isn't, you can find out how to start one there, right, Ivan?
Absolutely correct.
And join the happy throng of 6,000 chapters across the world in 50 countries. And do you have any members?
145,000.
Wow. It truly is international. And tell us, now give us the update on how much business was referred through BNI in the most recent year.
Well, through 2011, we'll do the numbers for 2012 in January. Through 2011, we passed 6.9 million referrals worldwide and generated $3.1 billion worth of business for our
economy.
Yeah, it is.
That's like Liechtenstein's economy.
That's right. It's exactly that. It's greater than the domestic product for Liechtenstein.
Right.
So
congratulations.
We're trying to make it a bigger country next year. But
Ivan, we're glad we knew you. Ivan, we're talking about things you need to take with you when you're traveling for networking. And shouldn't you really, even if you're not even thinking about it, you still need to be prepared for it, right? You never know when you're going to be dropped into a setting where you need to perform from a networking standpoint.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. There's some other things that you should consider bringing along with you. One is a camera or a video, because you might want, and not just for, you know.
Well, that's the stuff. So obviously I have that, right?
You can. And, you know, I find that most phone photographs are not as clear and crisp as
we got to buy you a better phone, Ivan.
I got a pretty good phone. But anyway, a phone charger is another. I can't tell you how many times I've been traveling. Now, not so much internationally, because oftentimes you have to use a different kind of phone. But any travel in the country, the times I've forgotten my phone charger, I was just kicking myself. If you're traveling internationally, a power adapter is really important. You don't want to forget that. And I would recommend you throw a small one into your briefcase, because you may find yourself at in the airport, stuck in the airport, and you can't use your laptop because you're out of...
Like I did in Frankfurt the last time I went to Europe.
Yeah, and then
you're sitting
around.
You want to have
the right clothes. You want to make sure that you've got clothes for the business meetings that you've got, and enough casual clothes.
Can I parse what you just said a little bit? Not enough clothes. Make sure you've got the right clothes.
The right clothes. You're absolutely right.
For the potential. For example, and a classic example would be, you're going to a setting like South Florida. You're going to the desert or Phoenix or somewhere like that. And you know, it's in the summertime, people are going to be super casual, right? You're going to be wearing no coats or whatever. Take a jacket anyway, guys.
Yeah. When I went down to Australia over the summer on business, I went to places. I went all over the country. I was in places that literally I was in the middle of a small hurricane. So very, very cold, very wet. Another city, it was hotter than heck. I mean, really hot. And in a third city, it wasn't raining, but it was cold. So, you know, I went to both extremes, back and forth. And so you want to go prepared with the wet clothes.
But when it back to this thing about the jacket. If I think nobody's going to wear a jacket, I take a jacket. If I think nobody's going to wear a tie, I take a jacket and a tie, just in case.
Yep, absolutely.
Take the tie off. You can always take the coat off.
I believe I try to dress at or above my audience all the time.
Yep.
I don't want to dress below the audience.
Well, and if you're speaking to an audience, and I know they're not going to have jackets on, then I'll wear a jacket with no tie. If I think they're going to have a jacket on, I'll wear a jacket and a tie. If I'm on the stage, I will be one notch above the audience, always.
Yep, that's I think, a good strategy.
So, Ivan, give us the website one more time, please.
BNI.com, and if your listeners want to see this list, they can go to business.com, my blog, and search for what should you bring on a business trip.
All right, so check that out, folks. Ivan, thanks for being here. Good job, as always. See you next time. Ivan Meisner, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I will be, too. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.